fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Viking Football Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, as always, is Viking head coach Laban Delay. Hello, Coach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, a little road weary. I'm actually back in Arlington tonight, but I made a quick trip down to Austin and back. But it's good to be home, and I think I'm actually home every night this week, so it's a good thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often, so.
No, it does not. But so I know people really are wanting to hear about football tonight, not my travel schedule. So, well, let's go ahead and get started. Last Friday was a very odd game. It actually seemed like two games, one in the first half and the second game. In the second half, the first half, everything seemed to be clicking on all cylinders for the Vikings. Great blocking overall on offense, incredible defense, including Colby Underwood's 83-yard pick six. In the second half, it seemed like a different Lamar team took the field. What happened, Coach?
Yeah, you know, for starters, the first half, we did come out of the gate really well. As you mentioned, we were clicking on all cylinders. I thought that the offense was moving the ball and controlling the clock defensively. We, you know, got them out three and out, and if they got a first down, we made them punt. And then obviously Colby's was another added boost right there at the end of the half. They tried to run a little gadget play at us, and Colby was over the top and able to intercept it and run it all the way back. So it looked very good. Going into halftime, I expressed to every football player and every coach that our mindset had to be that we were 0-0 tie. It was 0-0 right now. And for some reason, the momentum shifted pretty quick. They were able to march down on us, and we had a pass interference call, which was truly a pass interference that set them up for their first touchdown. And then, you know, it was a series of untimely penalties and then a couple of turnovers that they got the ball one time on the 22 and one time on the 25, and then we held them another time on four downs. But two times they were able to punch it in, and you know, in a rival game like that and two really good football teams, you can't make those type of mistakes. And we gave the ball over, like I said, on a short field, and ended up costing us.
Well, it's a tough loss, and I know any loss is tough just in general, but especially with the playoff hopes on the line. There's two games left in the season. At Pascal this Thursday night over in Fort Worth, and then next Thursday hosting Martin at Cravens. Obviously, as we know, no game can be overlooked at all. So first, how does it affect the teams playing on Thursday nights instead of Friday nights, especially two of these in a row coming up?
You know, it's actually not bad that it's a Thursday. It kind of gets your kids, the team, back on a somewhat of a routine, even though we have a short week this week. Probably the biggest thing that I don't like about a Thursday is the fans. You know, it's hard to get, not so much the high school kids, but the little biddies and maybe the junior high kids, and their parents won't bring them to the game because it is a Thursday night. That's probably the biggest drawback. But whenever we're playing a Fort Worth ISD stadium or playing Fort Worth ISD team and they just have, you know, really three stadiums to choose from, you're kind of handcuffed with all the teams that have to rotate through. So I'd rather play on a Thursday than a Saturday. Obviously, Friday's my first choice, but we'll deal with it. That's the schedule that's handed to us. So our kids are really good about adjusting their schedule and making it work. So we'll be all right on that behalf.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And I think I know what you're saying. I like that about the – at least with two Thursdays in a row, it does get you into a little bit of a cycle, so to speak, especially for that second one, which is – the big game against Martin. But so focusing still on this week, what's been the message to the team to prepare for the Pascal game mentally this week?
Well, we did review the buoy video and mainly the second half, as you mentioned, and we you know, we've got to grow from that, and let's take a negative and turn it into a positive. And that's what we've done. Is we had some tough love coaching in the video study, so to speak, but I think our kids understand the mistakes that we made, and it cost us the ball game. So the mindset now is that, you know, that's behind us. We're going to learn from our mistakes, and we're moving forward and pressing on. And the beautiful thing about it is, even before the buoy week, we knew that is going to come down to week 11. Regardless if we won or lost against Bowie, regardless if Martin loses or wins against Arlington High this week, we understand that, you know, it's going to come down to week 11. And so that Martin game is the big one, as long as we take care of business against Pasco this week.
Sure enough. Well, I assume with the tough love coaching, as you called it, and I love that phrase, and the practices, and I know the whole attitude and learning from the films, I'm going to assume the attitude is positive from the team and the players coming out of it and getting ready for Thursday. Would that be a good assessment?
Yeah, you know, you go through a whole lot of emotions, probably every emotion possible after a loss like that when you're up so big. And I shouldn't say so big, but when you're up 24-0 and you lose 26-24, you go through a lot of emotions, and obviously there's frustration is one of those emotions. But as of, you know, we talked about getting up and the sun's going to come up the next day, and it did again. But what I talked to him about is that, you know, you don't get what you wish for, you get what you work for. And I can wish about a lot of different things in my life, but if I'm not going to put the work in for it, then it's going to be for naught. And it's the same thing about faith. You know, I can have faith that we're going to make the playoffs, but if I don't have any action in that, then I'm not going to make it there. So, so we talked about that and put it in real world terms. I talked about my marriage. If I'm not going to work at my marriage, then it's not going to be successful. So it's the same thing in football. And that's why football is such a great sport. It relates to the real world, events. So we put it in real terms. And the kids understand that if you win the next two football games, then you're eligible for postseason play. And, Bill, it's great to have to be in control of your own destiny. You know, we're not relying on anybody else to win or lose by X amount of points. If we just win, then we're in.
Hey, that's great. And I do like how you emphasize to the players that any of these lessons learned out of these football games are life lessons. And really, you know, I can tell that you and the other coaches are preparing these young men for life. And, you know, what you said about wishing, I had a guy tell me a long time ago, he said, Bill, you can wish in one hand and spit in the other one and see which one fills up first. And so,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can always hope something's different, but we got to face reality and address it. And I love that we're in the control of our own destiny. And I know the players are going to do everything they can. The coaches are working hard. So, speaking of that, we need a lot of fans over in Fort Worth this Thursday night. It's a Thursday night game. It's over in Fort Worth. But let's get everyone over there and fill the stands with Viking fans. Now, don't forget, and, Coach, you helped me out with all the specifics. The freshmen play over in Fort Worth against Pascal on Wednesday at what time?
One freshman team, and it's at Pascal High School at 6 o'clock. So we're going to kind of merge our two teams over there.
Uh-oh, did I lose you? You still
We were able to pick up another JV team. And so our gold is going to play Haltom at 5:30 at Cravens. And then we're going to play Pascal with our Navy at 7 o'clock on Wednesday.
And those are on Wednesday night, correct?
That's right. Correct.
Okay, so we've got some Wednesday night games, and then, of course, the varsity game on Thursday, and it is very important at all levels to have as many fans in there supporting the team as we can. So we look forward to everyone coming out and supporting the Vikings at all levels. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLoy.
Saying VFND.